WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Someone brand new, you miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah, brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah, you see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good.
I love you all so much.
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's Javon. And I'm so excited. I can't tell you how excited I am. I can't even measure it. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. I see you. You know, I want you to know that I see you. There you go. That's right. You see me too. I hope you can hear me. I hope that everything is functioning well tonight because this is going to be an extraordinary show. I mean, extraordinary. I don't mean extraordinary as in, yes, that was really special. I mean, this is really freaking special. Okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Not only because you are joining me, but because we have a very special guest coming on today, someone I haven't spoken to in maybe a couple of years since before the pandemic even started, somebody who was one of the early supporters of the show, and y'all know how I feel about that, you know, the people that was here before we were here, the people that only talked to me on the phone, you know, I mean, how exciting was that, but now to be able to spend time putting faces to some of those wonderful voices. And speaking, oh my God, of wonderful voices, the young lady that's coming on tonight, and I don't want to do too much in the beginning, you know, to, you know, hype her up like right now because, you know, she'll be coming on a little bit later. But her name is Latrice Bush. And let me tell you something. If you have not heard anything by Latrice Bush, you don't know any of her music, well, you're in for a fabulous treat. Let's put it like that. She is one of those unique, rare voices and a great style. I'm gonna play some of her music throughout so that you all can get a taste. And she has new music. She's coming here today to share with us. Not even released yet. That's how special we are. I'm feeling something right there, all up in my heart, you know what I'm saying? And when I listened to the new song, I was like, oh my God. Y'all know how I love music, and I'm very critical and cynical about sound. This woman can sing. Here is a duet that she did that is amongst one of my favorite songs. It's a song called Because of You. Check it out.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
because of you. Because of you.
It's because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time I buried my love, and then you came around and woke it up. What we have is so rare. I must admit I'm kind of scared, and it's all because of you, my love.
There's nowhere in the world I'd rather be. Mm-hmm. There's no one in the world I'd rather be with than you. I never felt the love this strong so deep down in my soul, and that's all because of you, baby.
You're the reason why I'm feeling this way. I'm overwhelmed and you're the one to blame. I'm in love and I'm not ashamed, and it's all because of you.
You gotta be the sweetest woman I've ever met. Oh yes, not only do I not deserve you, you're the one I thought I'd never get. An angel personified came down and changed my life, and it's all because of you, baby.
I've never known a love like this before. Oh, everything you do for me, you love you more and more. The way you see me blows my mind. I've never felt so alive, and it's all because of you, my love.
Why I'm feeling this way.
Oh, you're the one to blame.
No, I'm not ashamed,
and it's all because of you.
With Devon and Therese. Coming up today, we have Latrice Bush. Make sure you get a seat. There's always room here in the basement with Devon and Therese.
Here it is, the groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. The cool, the dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
I'm a
school was out and it's sort of a buzz. But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Late in the day and I ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go through the summertime. Hang out, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine. Fresh from the barbershop, applied from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin'. Chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin'. Leaning to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
That somebody else getting next to you. Jaywalk around like I was your fool. Cause being who I am, I can't lose my cool. My friends keep telling me about things going on. But deep in my heart, babe, I hope they're wrong. Somebody sleeping in my bed, my bed, taking my place. Whoa, I come home early expecting a warm embrace, but something's wrong, cause it's written on your face. Said it hurts so bad when I walk through the door. But you know one thing, I ain't coming back no more. Don't try to tell me things are still the same. Cause we're in the love, I heard you call his name. Yeah.
kind of whip. I got plenty big hits, all kind of dicks, got too many.
My life ain't complete if I ain't got no buzz. And can't nobody do it like we do. It's a must rap, bust any mic you hand to me and represent for the rest of the family.
Well, I'm known for making moves on my own big songs and how I keep it coming strong to the early morning.
Let me
come
interrupt
on.
The regular schedule, twist it off high levels of bubonic, choking amateurs till they vomit.
I make you sick cause I'm the williest.
Too much for you to deal with, my niggas are right quick, survive or die bitch.
Why switch this remix, hurts every day, it's like this, and I never stop putting in work. I rock from L.A. to Drew Hill, some you can feel all I'm about is that dollar bill. What the deal?
Funkier than Parliament, stay bent behind tent. Keep a nigga paying my rent. My goldie 8 cent lingers. VVS describe best what's on the fence.
Make believers out of dreams.
Sleeping in my messing with my.
And I'm feeling kind of horny. Conventional methods of making love kind of horny. I want to knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's off.
I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat tie.
Daddy, slow down your throat. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice to show. I need a rough neck, nigga, man, single in a sack. Who ain't afraid to pull my hands, spank me from the back.
No doubt. I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Searching for the right spot to hit now. Get down.
Damn, I love the dick down. You use the rubber.
Damn right.
You are my lover. The pretty good to you, heard the lover.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
Word, we ain't going out like that. All this time you've been telling me that you was a gun.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on.
Chill, wait a minute, baby, let me please you back.
You talk a good one, shorty, love you making me sweat. How a live nigga like it, girl?
Nice to meet you, get it on to the breakers, ones in your large. How a big girl like it, daddy?
Nice and hard, safe sexing it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, all while we're doing it.
Doing it and doing it and doing it loud. Doing it and doing it and doing it loud.
I wanna hit it in the worst way.
Make it
scheming on the ass since the first day.
Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the set.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way, way back, many niggas ago. I was a young girl, listen as a higher flow. Now's my chance to hit you up, daddy. I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Right, I'm in the zone. One of a kind when it's time to do mine. Camcorder in the whole shit.
Press rewind, let it go on screen while we puff the L. Laying back in the cut while we're under the spell.
Word life, I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in
Brooklyn. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the Blaze with Javon and Therese. Tonight we have a special guest, Ms. Latrice Bush. You don't want to miss it. Welcome to all of our basement dwelling chatterboxes. Love y'all. Can't wait for y'all to meet her. Chatterboxes say,
my life will never be the same. Girl, you can't and change the way I want, the way I don't. I cannot explain the things I do for you. But girl, you know it's true. I'll stay with me, I'll feel my dreams, and I'll be all you need.
Come on.
Boxes, something is going on with my system here, so I'm gonna have to reboot that. But in the meanwhile, while I'm doing that, because it's just going crazy right now, but while I'm doing that, just wanted to remind everybody that you are listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon and Therese. Unfortunately, Therese will not be with us tonight. She is fine. She just got some business to take care of. So that's there. On a happier note, tonight we will have a special guest, somebody that I'm really, really looking forward to speaking with. I have not had an opportunity to speak to this young lady for a couple of years. When I was doing the podcast alone some years back, she was one of the frequent flyers. I mean, just someone I love to speak to. So I would call her and, you know, ask her to come on, and she would come. And to me, that's support. That's like the best kind of support you can have, is when someone spends time with you, any kind of time with you. And, you know, you all spending time with me right now, as you know, I appreciate you to life. So now, y'all know that I'm a little quirky. I think by now, those of you, you know, who follow the show, who watch me, and, you know, who spend time with me on a regular basis, all of y'all know I'm a little quirky. And you also know that I believe Black history is every day, period. And that I don't believe in a Black History Month. I mean, it's a good sounding thing, but Black history is every day for me. And guess what? Black history is American history. And every day that you wake up, you breathe, you are creating Black history. Whatever you did on yesterday, that's Black history if you Black, okay? That's just me. Y'all can let me know if you feel something different. Also, just to let you know that the chat line, the phone is open, the phone lines, and I will put up the number where you can call in if you so desire. This is another one of those nights that I slid in, you know, doing the things that I have to do to make the donuts. Sometimes, you know, the day job, it just takes a lot out of me, and I'm, you know, a human being of a certain age, so I start to slow down a little bit, but I think I made it just in time. So just so you know, I'll say the number, and then I'll put it up, but it's 347-996-5394. And I'm just going to open it up so I can see it. I can see if you call. I mean, you know, if you call and I don't answer, then I don't want you to, you know, get any kind of feelings behind that. You know, just charge it to my age and not my heart, right? Okay, so I created something, as always, Tammy Too Much. That's my nickname, right? Always doing a little something extra. You know how we have our Black History Moment every show. So I created a little something with a little bit of music, right? So let's do this. Let's have our Black History Moment. Okay. All right. So let's see how you like this. Let me know. Let me know your thoughts.
A long time, because it makes me happy to sing about freedom and victory. But I decided I didn't want to sing it by myself anymore, so I invited some of my dear friends to help me sing about freedom and call it to me. Lift every voice and sing, heal earth and heaven. Dream with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the lifting star.
Oh, the hope that stops.
So good, I almost did it twice. No. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the kind comments. Let me tell you something. It should not have taken me as long as it did to create that thing. But thank you, LaVon. Thank you. I felt compelled to do it. It was really an odd thing. And Sage, I see you, brother. I'm wondering if when you create art, or you, LaVon, when you write, because you write poetry, and we'll even ask our guest who's coming on shortly, when you feel compelled to create a thing, does it really feel like you're being physically pushed to it? Because I didn't feel like creating this. I wasn't in the mood to create anything, actually. And I just felt urged to do it, even if it was only for me to see it. But I had to do it. And there's so many people so many more people I could have added, you know. As I was going, I was like, oh, I got to put this one. Oh, I got to, well, what about, oh, but the song just wasn't long enough. You know, so it's like, so do I, is that like the first one? Do I start creating them in themes? Like, okay, this one was just the first one. So next one will be all female singers. Next one, all male singers. Next, then after that, sports figures. Ooh, female, black female sports figures. You know, like, and to what end? Because I am being compelled to do it. A part of that is obedience, I think. When you are compelled to do something, when something tells you that this is something that you should do, then you should do it. And Mrs. Matthews says, I do feel compelled, spiritual nudging to a pushing if I ignore it too long. And yes, that's how I felt. Like, I remember the first gospel CD that I wrote. I'd be in the shower and I'd hear these songs and I'd be like, oh my God, would you shut up? If you don't know this about me, I was not raised up in the church, okay? So why all this gospel music, these lyrics to gospel songs were coming to me. I don't know. So I started going to church to figure out what was going on. I thought I was possessed. don't know what it was. Was it the Holy Spirit? What was going on? Until I started writing it down, that's when I realized, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. Just do it. Just be obedient. Then the singer came. Then the band came together. I had no money. I had no professional training. I did not know how to write music. Never written songs before. I've written some poems, but never songs, and was able to compile a complete CD. And the first place we performed, this band that, I promise you, started going to church because of that and some other things, but started going to church. And after I had written the CD and got it recorded in my basement, right here in the basement, of course it sounds crappy now to me in terms of like the songs I still love, but the audio, it wasn't produced right. It wasn't mastered properly, right? Let's just say that. But, you know, that's something we could go back and do again if we had to do it, whatever. But I'm telling you, for someone as unskilled to do something just because your urge to do it, you're compelled to do it, something inside of you tells you, this is what I need you to do. The way the songs came to me, and then I'm sitting in church, I promise you I wouldn't lie to you. I heard a voice in my head say, now you have to perform this CD in concert at the Cotton Club in Harlem. Now, if you know me, you know sitting in church didn't make a difference when I said out loud, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I said, ooh, stay in church. Of course, I got some stairs. Again, I wasn't raised up in the church. I thought, you know, if you got the feeling to say it, you just say it. And it was like, no, you don't say that in church. Okay, I learned, right? But I did. I did. And so my partner who's sitting next to me says, so what was that about? I said, you know, we have to go to the Cotton Club. What do you mean? I said, I think God wants us to perform this at the Cotton Club. Must be God, because otherwise I'm crazy. No, we're not. We don't have a band. You need a band. You can't just take a CD and perform it at the Cotton Club, right? This is before I had the band. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And I don't know anything about the Cotton Club. How are we going to get into the Cotton Club and just perform, just sneak in? Because I didn't have no money. So what was I going to do? Sneak in and start performing the CD? Like, are you serious? Had this little gig at a sister church to sing a song. You know, they're like, aw, Cheryl and Javon did a little CD. They got let them sing their song. So we start singing this song that I wrote called Who Dat, right? Let me see. I'll pull it up just so you can hear a little bit of the bass line, right? Who Dat. And this is just the bass line in the beginning, right? Let's do this. Okay, so that's just the beginning of it. I would play it, but like I said, you know, the mastering, I'm not proud of it. I am proud of the music, though, because honestly, I've put every song, I did the music, I did the lyrics. I had help with the harmonies, because y'all know I really can't sing. That's the other reason why I don't want to play it for you. But I sang on every song. It was like, anyway, we go to the church. And we sing this song, Who Dat, right? And actually, this song is about the Samaritan woman, you know, the one who wanted to touch the hem of his garment, which is my favorite story. And actually I have in the song, Jesus turns around and says, who that? Like somebody touched me, who that, you know? Anyway, so yes, it's fun. So after we finished singing the song, the bass player picked up the bass and the keyboardist picked up the keyboard and the drummer kept playing. I was like, whoa, I said, this sounds really good live with real music. We really do. It sounds so much. Wow. So I said to my partner, I said, do you think if we spoke to them, we could go to the Cotton Club with it? It's your favorite story too? Okay. I'm going to send you the song because I'm embarrassed to play it now because now I realize how it sounds. So yeah, but anyway. So we speak to the pianist who happens to be a friend of mine. So I said, hey, I have this inkling, because I didn't want to tell people I heard the voice of God. I have this inkling that we need to play at the Cotton Club, but we don't have a band, and we don't have any money to pay anybody. And she said, hey, feed us some pizza. Me and the bass player will come. So she's a black woman, a black lesbian woman, Asian bass player. I thought that was cool. And he said, I know this really funky lead guitarist who might want to play too. If you give me one of the CDs, let him listen to it, see if he wants to jam on with us. I said, but I don't have any money to pay. And my partner nudged me and said, if you heard it from God, let God worry about that. I said, okay, here's one of the CDs, right? Give him the CD. Later on, maybe about a week later, this older white rock and roll kind of dude named John Henry, he calls me up, funky lead guitarist, doesn't believe in any of the fancy smancy stuff. He does it all with his fingertips. Ah. He said, you know, I really dug what you did, man, and I added some of my own riffs to it, if you don't mind. And I know this really cool wind guy. Like, he plays the sax, but he also plays the iwi. You know what the iwi is? And I was like, no, what the hell is the iwi? He says, it's an electric wind instrument. He said, do you mind if I give him a copy of your CD and maybe we can all jam? I was like, that would be great. Did that. Went back to church, and I said, you know, if we just had a drummer, that would be so cool. And I promise you, just like that, in walks this woman that I know, Deacon Ricky, who had left this church in a big scandal. Sorry for putting it out there if you're listening, Deacon Ricky, but it was a scandal, okay? Badass drummer. Woo! I looked at my partner looked at me, and it was like, oh, this is God. After service, Deacon Ricky, got this little project we're doing. Yeah, I heard you got a little CD thing. I'd love to play with you. Bet, we're going to the Cotton Club. Okay. We also found a Latin percussionist who agreed to come on. So, now we have a keyboardist, we got a lead guitarist, we got a bass player, we got percussions, I mean Latin percussions at that. I get chills thinking about it. We got this dude that plays, he should be on like some kind of neo-soul jazz trip forever, like playing all the wind instruments, and we got Deacon Ricky funking it up with the drums. Man, so I'm talking to another friend of mine, right? And we're walking from church and going to eat probably because that's typically what we did after church. She was like, why is your face all screwed up? I'm like, yo, man. I said, if I tell you something, you won't think I'm crazy, right? Nah, I already know you're crazy. Okay, that's good enough. So I think God told me I got to take my CD to the Cotton Club. and I got a band, how am I supposed to find out how to do a concert at the Cotton Club? She said, the Cotton Club in Harlem? I said, yeah, the Cotton Club in Harlem. Is there another? She said, that's the guy that owns it is my mother's next door neighbor. I'll talk to him. I said, okay, you do that and get back to me. And she did. And long story short, I had to sell tickets. We had to sell tickets at $55 a piece in order to pay the band, pay for the venue. And that's all I was really worried about. So if we could get 75 people pay $55, this thing was a go. Let me tell you, the music live was better than anything I had imagined. I couldn't believe I wrote those songs. That's how that felt. It was amazing. And we sold out the concert. Cotton Club couldn't move. I actually still have some DVDs of that. So they're on sale. No, they're not on sale. I think I gave them all out or sold some or whatever I did with them. They're gone except for just a few. But I had to share that story because I'm inspired. And when I'm inspired, you know, I have to share what inspiration looks like and what the outcome of inspiration can be. Sometimes inspiration is just a feeling in your gut to do it. You don't have to know how to do it. Just do the first next thing. The next right thing. Whatever that may be. LaVon must have started by writing a poem. You know, Sage, an artist, maybe drew something, maybe painted something. Also, spoken word artist. Also, a singer. You know, the first thing you do is open your mouth if you're a singer. You got to sing. You got to sing if you're inspired to do so. So I'm hoping that you're all inspired tonight in some way. As I tell you a little something about our special guest, okay? And when I say special guest, it's not just, you know, that saying, we have a special guest tonight. You know, people don't get the title of special unless they're really special. So I'll read you a little bit of her about, but knowing me, I can never stay on script. So I probably will add some of my own opinion in there. And I will also tell you that she is an inspiration to me, an absolute inspiration. She combines style, poise, and passion each time she graces a stage. She has boundless energy and unmatched vocal abilities, which I can attest to that. Whenever she stands behind the microphone, you're going to get charisma. Reminiscent. See, this is why I can't stick to script because I can't read. Reminiscent and reflective of the iconic soul divas that came before her. And that's true. That's true. I feel like you have to hear her music. So before I bring her on, what I'm going to do, I mean, you can go on and on about somebody and everybody's like, yeah, sure. But if you hear it for yourself, then you can get a little bit more of a feel, right? So writing was your escape when you were in high school, and you're so grateful. Thanks for sharing that, LaVon B, because a lot of times that's inspiration too, you know, a way we survive, a way we get through, a way we make it through. And, you know, for me, music is a large part of my life. I played a song for you earlier, and which happens to be one of my favorite Latrice Bush songs. But check this one out. It's called Great Day. It's dope. And Listen to her voice. You got to hear her voice. I'm going to give you a little Latrice Bush mix.
Wake up to the covers from my bed. Take a shower, spray some perfume over my head. Nothing is wrong in the car seat. I'm out the door. One more.
My deepest thoughts, I can't imagine. But you ain't got no action. That's the problem. Now I'm just having to try to have some action. So this year, you know, when you talk about inspiration too, Javon, I mean, you have been very inspiring this evening. It's been extremely inspiring. I loved what you put together. Your tribute was amazing. I forgot that song. I will definitely be playing that song for all the great artists.
Yes.
That inspired me all of my life, all of us, all of our lives. And so, yeah, I mean, it's one thing, you know, to have all of the things around you. And that's what I believe about God as well, is that we have everything that we need. We have more than enough to do what we need to do. But sometimes we feel stuck in action,
right.
You know. And I'm just not trying to be there this year. I just want to finish consistently what I started. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad. And honestly, you playing my music has been refreshing as well, because I don't even take the time to listen to the music that I've made. And I think that's another thing with the artists that you've had. You know, I think LaVon B, and you mentioned someone else's name. It's one thing to put this great art out for others to appreciate, but we need to also appreciate the art that we create.
Absolutely.
You know, come on now, yeah. Because, you know, sometimes it ain't for anybody but us.
Exactly.
We get so caught up, we got to put it out so everybody can see it. We got to get likes. And
then what?
For you.
Because it's never enough, to be honest. It's never enough. It's never enough. And that's that human part of us that wants, that needs something. You know, there must be more. Because after I made that video thing with the song.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, what am I going to do with this? You know, like, what am I going to do with this? I can't sell it. I can share it. And who's going to know to watch it? Who's going to be patient enough?
But you have an audience. But again, it may just be for you. I mean, I really, that 5 minutes of time that we watched that, it reminded me of how beautiful and powerful I am. These are faces that are reflections of who we are. And we don't do enough of that.
Yes.
We don't put time to appreciate the person in the mirror.
Exactly. Exactly. That was the message that I was feeding myself as I was creating that thing. It was like, this is a reflection of me and who I am, and I want everybody to see themselves. I want all my Black brothers and sisters to see themselves, and I want the world to see who we are. This is
Absolutely.
Who we are.
Yes.
This is who we are.
Absolutely.
And then some. So, like, there's got to be a part 2 and 3. It may not be coming from me, but, you know.
You did a great job.
Thank you. So, since I haven't seen you, we haven't spoken in about 3 years, maybe even four, maybe longer.
Maybe
longer, because I think a year before. So you, I don't think you've been on since Therese has been my partner here, right?
No, I haven't. No.
So, and Therese has been on the show, I think, probably 5 years now.
Oh, wow. So it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I was in my 30s probably when we last spoke.
Yeah.
I'm deep in my 40s now.
Well, I was probably in my 50s then, and I'm still in my 50s.
Well, yeah, it's been a long time. And, you know, just like everybody else, I mean, I've gone through a great transition. You know, 2020, 2 years this Friday will be 2 years since I performed live in front of an audience.
Wow.
And so to say that it's been quite a struggle, it's almost like, you know, losing your best friend and you didn't see it coming.
So
2020 was very weird to adjust, but 2020 was also a gift from God to me as well, because I didn't realize that when the pandemic happened and I went home after, you know, I was, you know, we stopped working in March, and then my mom had her birthday, 75th birthday in June. So I went home and I thought I would be there for maybe a week or so. And I stayed there for like weeks at a time.
Nice.
And I did not realize that I only had 6 months left with my father.
Oh.
And he passed away last year in January.
I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Thank you so much. But, you know, but again, you know, I, in those 6 months, he spoke to me instead in more conversation, because he wasn't a man of many words. You know, he was the dude like, hey, your mama got you. I'm gonna go out here and, you know, bring the bacon for her to fry it. But you know, and nurturing, you know,
right.
And that's just a generation, right? But there were moments of talking with me and sharing of his childhood and imparting to me about how, who helped him in how he grew up and what decisions he made. And it was a pouring into me that I was grateful for,
right,
and needed. And so he passed last January, and then 2021, from his passing, I lost probably close to 10 people that were very, very close to me. Wow. And it wasn't all COVID related. His death wasn't COVID related either. But it felt like I was walking in mud. Every time I felt like I was coming, getting out of the mud, something else happened and someone else left. And so when you talked about being compelled to do art, I did not feel compelled to do art. I wasn't in a space. I think sometimes as an artist, we pour out a lot, but we don't get poured into.
Right.
And so I think it was a time of refreshing and transition for me. And but I will say, you know, latter part of last year, I decided, you know, it's time for me to, you know, get back on solid ground.
And, yeah.
Get to doing what the Lord has asked me to do. And so that's where I'm at. And
well,
I'm here.
That's a beautiful thing. And I'm so sorry for all of your losses, especially your father.
You.
I lost my father in 2019, right before the pandemic started. And so I get it. I get it. Like right before, like in July of 2019, he passed. And then my baby cousin, the one that, you know, well, she wasn't a baby, but for me, that was, you know, we grew up together. And for a while, I lived with her. Me and my mom were in a terrible accident. And so I had to stay with my cousins and whatnot. So we grew up like sisters. And she passed away. And then in the beginning of 2020, and then, like you said, it was one after the other after the other. It's almost like, I think that all of us who are still here have a story to tell.
Yeah.
It may not be the same story, but ours is similar.
Yes.
And that's why when I say I'm so sorry, I can truly identify that losing a parent, gut-wrenching, it put me in a space unrecognizable to myself. You know, I never have a loss of words.
But I know. And that's, and so I think, I just felt like last year was heavy, really, really heavy. And but necessary, because I think when you go through times like that, you realize how you do start to understand what is more important. So I was able to go home and spend a lot of time at home. I'm from a small town, the coast of South Carolina. I'm not sure if your audience have ever heard of the Gullah Geechee people, but we are some rice-eating folks. We speak a little fast and a little Creole language, but it's just a small, close-knit community. And since we were in a house all the time, and I live in Atlanta, and I had to be in the house. And so Atlanta is so big and vast, and I couldn't really reach out to my friends. But being back home, I'm on the same property with most of my family. And so I'm like, I needed the community. I needed a connection that I hadn't really been around for, you know, since I left college, over 20, 25 years. And so everything happens for a reason, Javon, just like that amazing story. When you drop that F-bomb in the church, now, you know, good and well, you shouldn't drop that F-bomb in the church.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that.
But anyway, no more. And the lady with the scandal, and it would be that the whole icing on the cake would be with the lady with the scandal.
Uh-huh.
And she gonna play the drum.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And so, and then you got to the Cotton Club. But
and
let me tell you something. But you didn't ask, oh, I can't, or you didn't say I can't, or why am I doing it? She's like, how?
Yeah.
And I think if you start asking more questions of how, you'll get some answers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And okay, just do the next thing that feels right to do. Just, and don't give up. Don't stop because that one try didn't work. Just keep doing it.
Yeah. Just keep doing it. And I was telling a friend today because, oh, LaVon, it was like Gullah Geechee. Yes, Gullah Geechee. So the Gullah Geechee people, like for your audience, were descendants of Africans who were enslaved on the rice, indigo, and Sea Island cotton plantations, on the lower Atlantic coast. So you from Jacksonville, North Carolina, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, is the Gullah Geechee corridor. But because they were isolated on these islands, we were able to maintain our unique culture, deep African, roots, from the basket making, from the arts and crafts, from the food ways and the language, which was a mix of the African languages along with the European languages, et cetera. Right. And so this is such a rich culture. And gumbo comes from Gullah Geechee. Kumbaya comes from Gullah Geechee. So a lot of the Southern cooking and the Southern ways of Black folks, comes from this culture. And I was so ashamed of it growing up. Like my daddy would get up in church and just murder. In my opinion, I'm going to school, right? And the people teaching me the right way to speak. And my daddy get up in church and be, y'all know y'all, these children around here, come on now, y'all need to do better. I'm like, this is not what you do with the English language, Dad. I had to go to college, University of Georgia, a diversity class. And for, all of our, Caucasian brothers and sisters, but the Caucasian man had to validate for me that I came from a rich culture.
Amen. Yep.
And he played a video of a cohort of Gullah Geechee who went from the Penn Center and the Sea Islands of Beaufort and Hilton Head Island, where I'm near. I live near Hilton Head Island. They went back to Sierra Leone.
Wow.
And they were, let me tell you, Javon, there are people in Africa that don't even know that we over here. Like, they didn't realize that they took this and that we were enslaved.
Wow.
And they took this that we made in the coastal of on our Sea Islands in South Carolina, and they shared it with the Sierra Leonean women, and they're very similar.
Wow.
We are worlds away now, but we're still doing the things that are same. And I just think that we are more alike then we're different.
Absolutely.
But I wanted for years to make that connection for myself. And so this year I plan to do my first festival back home. And in October, I've been wanting to do it for years and years and years. But just like you, sometimes you just get stuck with, I can't do that. It's going to be too hard. What do I do? No, I'm going to swing for the fence. Now, I may not get that ball over the fence, right? But it's going to at least get out to the outfield. I'm trying to get out of the infield.
I feel you.
Yeah. And so that's where I am. I just don't want to have another year like I had last year where I felt like I was, stuck in mud. I know that God gave me a very special gift.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, he did. And I mean, and let me tell you. It may just be for me, but she said blood memory goes beyond just the enslavement. Yeah, I mean it's incredible how true and how real and how rich we are all blessed, but we put our lights under a barrel, and I don't want to do that.
I feel you. I was hoping that we had an opportunity to speak about the Gullah Geechee, and that's because when we first, I think during our first interview, you spoke about that. And I was like, wow, because you had such a connection to your roots.
Oh, I really do. So I think when I came to Atlanta, people were like, okay, trying to figure me out. I am so connected to the beat, and I don't even know why. But I never realized how much. But we in Gullah Geechee culture, there's this beat, like this. Can you hear that on your?
Yes.
Is it clear?
Yeah. Yep.
And we'll be in church. Now, you found a piccolo. Now, you found a piccolo player. You found a guitar player and a drummer for your situation. We can never find no good musicians, down home.
But all you needed was this little syncopated beat, and it goes over any song that you sang in the Gullah Geechee Church or church in any Sea Island church down south. And we'll sing things like, you know,
whose side you leaning on the Lord's side? Whose side, leaning on the Lord's side? Whose side you praying on the Lord's side? Whose side, praying on the Lord's side?
So, you know, so just that beat, and we all stomping, and it was just such a connection, and it was so tribal. I mean, it felt like somebody outside trying to get away from somebody. You know what I'm saying? It was just so tribal. But it took you, it's such a grounding culture. Like, we lived off the land. My father was an agrarian. He grew all the vegetables in the community. But then there was a fisherman up the street, you know, and if we needed fresh fish, we'll get some fresh fish, we get some shrimp, and we'll give him our vegetables. He'll give us his, you know, his catch, his fresh catch. And then, of course, everybody had a pot of rice cooking, you know?
Yes.
And it may have white rice, or you may throw some tomatoes and some peppers and things in that and make it red rice, which is very similar to the jollof, which I've never had.
Mm-hmm.
But this African jollof rice is very similar to it. So I was ashamed of this culture for because I didn't understand it. I didn't. Mm-hmm. It's who we are. No one's walking around saying, you know, we got a Geechee, right? It was such a stigma to be called Geechee.
Mm.
But now I'm like, no, this is who I am. That's why my skin is this color. My hair is this tightly woven around my scalp, and I want to shout it to the rafters that I am proud to be who I am. And I think that as Black people, we are American culture.
You said that earlier
in this program. I'm like, wow, that's why I'm so excited, because everything you've been talking about has just been like confirmation for me. We Black folks need to understand what we have meant, not to just Black culture, but to the American culture. We are the culture.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? When culture, I think of those billy clubs trying to prevent the culture from prevailing, trying to put a stop to something from people being who they are, from people living and being free. That's counterculture.
Wow.
Billy clubs.
Yeah.
Anything that's counter freedom.
Yes.
Is counterculture.
Oh, man.
You know, the more you're able to express, the
better. You know what? And stay right there, the expression, because I think we as Black folks need to be very careful about how we talk about other Black folks. And we got to be very careful about how, you know, how we look down on even the younger culture. Like, I'll admit, because there is a connection. When you do the shout, you see the shout dance in churches, Black churches.
Yes.
That's African dance.
Yes.
The twerking that these young women are able to do here in America, that's African dance.
True.
It's expression. It's our movement. It's our expression. You know, at times we have allowed, you know, culture to sometimes pervert it and over-sexualize things, but it really is, we have this amazing ability to move. God has made us able to move.
We are rhythmic people.
Oh, we are.
Just when you started that syncopated clap, I'm ready to go. I'm like, I want to go. I'm ready to go.
You ready to go? It's like a clarion call for all of us. Like, we hear a beat. Oh, we got to.
Exactly.
But that's what we had to do, and we've been so, you know, anything they can't, we can't be kept down. We will always survive. We are the amazing race of survival. We are the amazing race. We were the first amazing racer.
Yeah.
So
there's no way that I remember some brothers from Nigeria that I used to work with years ago said to me something like, you're just mad because we sold our weaker brother. Some nonsense like that. And I said, that's when it occurred to me, not only that he was an idiot for saying something like that, but that only the strongest Africans survived, first of all, that trip.
Yes.
It wasn't a cruise ship. It wasn't a love boat.
No, it wasn't. No.
When you think about it, the way people were trapped and stuck on top of each other with disease and famine and the lack of accommodations, you know, when you think about the way they were stuffed and shoved into those boats, and it was a long voyage because they didn't even have the capability to travel the way we do now, and even at the speeds, you know. So it was a terrible thing. And for those who survived, and then you get here, and what happened?
Yeah.
You know, everything beaten out of you, and, you know, and you survived. And then, and then you gave life. You created, invented. Most of the inventions came out of necessity.
Yeah.
And the necessity of those who are enslaved. And I'm going to tell you, I do not refer to our ancestors as slaves anymore.
No, me neither.
They were enslaved.
Enslaved.
Exactly. It's what happened to them. And that puts the onus on the enslavers.
Yeah.
So
I totally and completely agree. And we were brought because of our abilities and our intelligence and our skill set. Mm-hmm. That is why we were brought. You know what I'm saying? It's so the weak Nigeria, your friend or, you know, coworker, in terms of the weaker of us.
Yeah.
The
weaker of us would not have survived. Could not have survived the trip. Could not have mentally survived, endured, and procreated. It just wasn't going to happen.
We are such an amazing people. So if we come, so since we come from that type of strength and power, for myself, because I cannot, that's another thing too. I'm going to speak for myself. I can only control myself and let my life be an example for, you know, the folks in my circle. But Treece, I talk to myself, if you know you come from that stock, that strong stock, there is absolutely nothing that you can't do. But the thing about it is, Javon, we have to say that. I have to say this to myself every day.
Yeah.
It's a daily walk.
Because what are the subliminal messages that have been given?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about being educated in this society.
Yeah.
And you were ashamed of this rich culture I personally envy now. As a kid, I might have laughed and pointed my finger because of what society is. Because of the Brady Bunch that I loved. I loved the Brady Bunch, damn it.
But we as a community have to speak about how rich our culture is. And so my thing is trying to bridge the generational gap. I have younger nieces. I don't have any children, but I have younger nieces and nephews that they don't know what Gullah Geechee is. They don't know what black, they don't even know much about black culture. They're not being taught that. And so but one thing was so powerful, and I've heard it before, but my niece, when the George Floyd just happened, and she said she got sad. She was only 16. She said, they love our culture, but they just seem to hate us. That's what she said. And I was like, oh God, that breaks my heart. And so we have to love our culture, and we have to love ourselves, and we need to start sharing the good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, we went deep, you know.
We did.
But that's what music is. But that's where I am now, Javon. I think as I've gotten to a certain age, and in 3 or 4 days, I'll be 46. My birthday is on the 13th of this month.
Happy birthday, young lady.
Thank you. Thank you. And losing a parent makes you think about things differently. In losing friends and people that you just felt like you would just grow old with, you realize that there's some things more serious than stuff that used to keep you up at night. So,
immortality will do it, you know. But, you know, I also feel the energy and hear the voices. Here I am hearing voices again of my father and my ancestors who have moved on. I feel them and I remember them and I invoke their spirits and I feel their energy. And I think that we all have that capacity if we just believe that we do.
Yeah.
You know, and there's still so much more of them that we have than we even realize, maybe, I think. And maybe I should just speak for myself. But I can feel my father's energy pushing me on sometimes. Really saying to me, get up and just do it. You know you got to do it. Just do it. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Or some other nudge in some other direction.
That's so. Ooh. So when you feel him nudging you, what does that compel you to do?
Well, it depends on what I was trying not to do. You know, I tend to act. I tend to be obedient. And mostly it's when I worry about things that are not necessary. There's no reason for me to worry about them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you worried about that for? Let it go. You're going to be all right. You are going to be all right.
You are.
You know? And so I try to do that. And for anybody, you haven't lost anybody, but you feel an urge to do something or everybody says this at some point. Something told me I should have made a right, or something told me. Well, when something tells you, do what something is telling you to do.
Absolutely.
Something told me don't. Well, then don't do it.
Yeah. And that is true. I mean, that trust your gut. Yeah. Trust your gut. Yeah. I mean, so my father, my theme this year, and I see Sage is saying, be careful. It's not about getting the ball out of the infield. It is knowing that the stock we come from, we are the outfield, the infield, the ball, and the bat. You said that.
Okay.
That is true. And to that end, my father, in the spirit of my father this year, he was a finisher.
Mm.
And now, Javon, you may not have liked how he finished it. Okay. Now my mom told him one time, I need the house painted. When she came home, the house was a Pepto-Bismol pink, but it was painted. Okay. So sometimes you gotta be specific with him, but he finishes. And that was what I meant, you know, Sage, actually, as it relates to things that I want to do in life. I know that I am, just as you are, Sage and Javon are, we are wonderfully and fearfully made, and we are extraordinarily talented. We are extraordinary people. But sometimes we put our extra in our pockets, and I'm no longer willing to do that. All right. I'm no longer willing to put my extra in my pocket. So whenever I have an opportunity and if I got an extra, I know I have a little extra power to swing this bat with. I'm going to swing the bat with power and not worry about how it may affect people if I use the power that God gave me. Some people may not be able to handle it, right? Some people may not be able to handle your light, but it's your light and you got to let it shine. And the folks that can handle it will be the folks that will be with you, and the folks that can't just yet, you know, sometimes you just got to, they just either got to come up or go away. I told a family member the other day, like, hey, man, I would love your help, but regardless if you help me or not, this train is rolling, without you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
That's it. You know, so whether you hit the ball, whether you have the strength to hit the ball in the infield, the outfield, or out of the park, whatever your strength is all I'm encouraging anyone to do. Use the strength the Lord has given you with. He says, speak. Yes, sir, I will say. I think I will.
Why not?
So, why not?
You know, speaking of finishing,
yes,
and hitting the ball out the park.
Oh, my.
Let's talk caffeine.
Yes. Let's talk caffeine. A song that has been around for like 6 years. I mean,
what?
But I'll say it. When you, Javon, let me tell you something. You know, you like you said, like you are always my first listener. I got a few things I gotta send you. So don't worry.
Let's do it.
Yeah, but they ain't released yet. But I want you to hear it.
Okay.
And so you can know what I've been holding on to. It's like, just why are you holding on to this treat? It's like you want it to be perfect. You want to make sure it has the right things, the right elements. Like, you know, the industry says you have to put out a song and then put out a video at the same time, or it has to. I you get stuck in the over, you know, analyzing, and I just want to create. I just want to put out great music. So I've been performing it even before the pandemic. I have been performing the song for a little bit, doing it live, and people love it. But I never released it. And I said, you know what? I am going to release this great music, period. And that's what I've been doing. And now, so I asked a friend, Chiquita Lockley, who was the main writer of the song. And I said, you know, Quita, I just want a song to talk about my love for coffee. Now, I know the song don't sound like I'm talking about some coffee. I know it don't sound like I'm talking about some coffee. But
no, I really didn't think you were talking about coffee at all, actually.
Yeah, you know, you interpret that the way you want to, my friend. You know,
I'm a scorpion, and and a coffee lover, but I wasn't thinking about coffee. But go ahead. You go ahead.
Yeah. And so, but that's what art is too, right? It's just like, and that's what I love about art, and that's what I've had to come to accept, that everybody ain't gonna like what I do. You know, yeah, Javon is a huge fan and a huge supporter, but her friend, her best friend, like, I don't get it. I don't feel her. You know, but that's what art should do. It should make you. You know, you can like it or not. You can leave it or take it away. It may speak to some and may not speak to others. And people are going to interpret, just like they've been interpreting the Bible and interpreting words that people are saying and interpreting history, you know, how they rewrite history and mm-hmm. things they really. It's to let people interpret it and respond the way that they feel fit. And don't be offended by it. You know the intent around why you did it. Just put it out and be okay. But we are artists. We're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be bold sometimes, but you saw that CD cover.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bit.
The CD cover is everything. That is everything.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it all.
Yeah. So it ain't got nothing to do with the song. I'm like, well, why does it have to be? Why does it have to be? I just want it to be about expression, about art, and I just want to put it out and have the people you know, just enjoy it for what it is, for whatever they want it to be.
So I have to share the cover with everybody so that everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful.
Living the life like it's golden, my
that,
friend.
You know what I'm saying? That is beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I want to be a piece of art, not a piece of work. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. So let's play the song.
Yes, let's do that.
And matter of fact, let's play the song and they can watch the cover so they could be looking for the cover. You know how you mess with somebody.
March 11th,
this is coming out. And here you go. See, you have them connect the audio and the visual, and then they know what to look for. We're going to do it like this.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you smell in the early morn, when you wake me up, I open my eyes and I see, yeah,
you're right there waiting for me.
The touch of the cup, my lips so, so warm. Oh, the taste, the taste. You make my heart beat, oh, oh, oh. Black sugar, no cream. You're so sweet to me. Black sugar, no cream. My morning caffeine, oh, oh, oh. Black sugar, no cream. Ooh, oh, oh, you're so sweet to me. Black sugar, no cream. My morning caffeine. I can't go a day when I know you're nowhere around. I shake and I tremble, tremble. Oh, oh, no matter where I go around the world, I take you with me because you're my love and I'm your girl. You're my caffeine. Black sugar, no cream. So sweet to me, yeah. Black sugar, no cream. My morning caffeine. Black sugar, no cream. I love you so sweet to me, baby. Black sugar, no cream. My morning caffeine. You're the best part of my day. With so much love I can float away. Hey, with good love, sweet love. Yes, you do. Black sugar, no cream. You and me. Black sugar, no cream. My morning caffeine, oh yeah. Black sugar, no cream. You're so sweet, oh yeah, 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 no cream. My morning caffeine, you fill me up, fill me up. I'm in love with you. Love is love. Never know. Know everything to do. My morning caffeine. Morning. Midnight. Early in the morning, baby. Evening. Black sugar, no cream. My morning caffeine.
Okay, now y'all seen the cover and you heard the song, okay? So it comes out. It's not even out now. You got an exclusive taste of the caffeine. So you need to get it. You got to get it. That was exclusive. Okay, Black Sugar, No Cream. And on the website, you can buy a t-shirt or a hoodie or something that says Black Sugar, No Cream. How about that?
You could get it all
right there. Where are people going to be able to get the song? Where's it going to be available?
It's going to be available everywhere. So that would be Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your music, you'll be able to download and listen to this song. And please, please, please share with your friends and, get a cup of Joe, sing the song with, post it. And, I'm very, very proud of it. And I have more and more to share, and I will be sharing a lot more this year. For sure.
I can't wait. And whenever you're ready, you know, your girl is here for you. All you got to do is just hit me up and let me know, and we'll come on and we'll talk about what you got. Now that the new audience, because my audience has shifted somewhat, we still have the podcast, which is running right now. People are listening.
Okay.
But we have a brand new audience as well. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's really great.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Thank you. And we have a game that we play, Latrice. So normally, you know, it's Therese and I, and we go back and forth with this. But since she's not here, it's just me. So you got to come back when she's here so that we can double team you a little bit. But for now, the name of the game is Rapid Fire.
Ooh.
And it's a word association game.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'll say a word, and then you say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Then, as you can tell on this show, you can say whatever the hell comes to your mind. You can, it doesn't matter.
God.
All right? Don't worry.
Yep.
What you say? You came on here and said you're grown now. I'll be 46. All right. All right, grown. No.
Okay, let's see. Ooh.
Yeah, no, this is going to be fun. All right. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Love.
Peace.
Joy.
R&B.
The best.
Food.
Gullah.
Gullah.
Geechee.
Geechee.
Me.
Africa.
Home.
Family.
Heart.
Rhythm.
Blues.
Con.
Ha! Bombshell! And I will be performing a tribute to this wonderful, beautiful woman on April 2nd here in Atlanta, Georgia at the St. James Live. I guess it's a live joint. St. James Live. So if you're in Atlanta, you got friends in Atlanta, check me out. And I'm doing a Shaka Khan tribute. I'm working out. I've been running. I've been doing exercise every day. So I could be ready.
Wow.
So go ahead.
No, that was it. Shaka Khan is always the showstopper.
It's so fitting. So fitting. I do have that at April 2nd is where I want to be.
That is crazy. Oh, my God. So,
that was
okay.
Fun.
That, thank you. So when Therese is here, she does 10 and then I do 10. So we got to
get my God.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. We put everybody through it.
Oh,
you know? You know who enjoyed it the most, I think, though, out of everybody? Mickey Howard.
Wait. You had Mickey Howard on the show?
If I gave you a
light that cannot shine until you come into my life and love reveals you will be the one for me. And I'll give you all I have to give, all the love, all the joy my heart can give, hoping you will share the same with me. Oh, my God. That is one of my favorite songs. She's one of my favorite artists.
Well, I have no choice but to make sure she gets a copy of what you just did. How about that?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I adore you, Ms. Howard. I adore you. I do.
Well, she is adorable. She is adorable. She is amazing. Yes, we did have Mickey Howard on the show. She was,
wow.
You know what? She was one of those people who I always wanted on the show.
Mm.
And let me just say that my bucket list has gotten really small.
Mm.
My bucket list is really trimming down.
Wow.
When if I was to run off some of the names of the people who've been on the show.
I saw Freddie Jackson. I saw because I was running through. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
and
it's,
I felt special.
You are special. What? You know you're special. You know you're special.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey. Again, this is one of those things where someone said, you should do a podcast.
Mm.
A podcast? Okay, I'll do a podcast. What are you going to do it about? I don't know. I'm just going to do it. I should do it. I'll do it.
God, and, you something else.
And that was in 2014, and this is where we are today. And
wow.
It's all been a blessing. It's every day of it.
Mm.
And so I need two things from you. And
okay.
One thing is because not only do we have this show, we also have a 24-hour internet radio station.
Ah.
WJBR Internet Radio. And so for that show, I would like a drop.
Okay.
So some people are fancy and they like to sing the drop, and I love that. But if you're not up to it, you know, you might have to. But I love it if you did. Hi, this is Latrice Bush, and you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio.
Okay, I can do that. You ready? Okay. Hi, this is Latrice Bush, and you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio.
That's perfect. Okay, and the next one is, hi, this is Latrice Bush, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
This is Latrice Bush, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect. Thank you so, so
much. You are welcome.
Yes, you know what? It's almost like all that time hadn't passed. I feel like, exactly, air hugs.
Yeah.
And I have to, I want to say this specifically to you because the people who watch this show regularly, they know these things about me because self-disclosure, I don't have anything to hide. You know, my life for the most part is an open book, and in 4 years when I retire from the day job, it'll be even more of an open book.
Ooh,
I'm gonna let it all out, right? But I am more or less like a hermit. I stay in the basement. It's very very difficult for me to leave the house. It's almost like a psychological problem or something. So I don't want you to give up on me. Now that there's a pandemic, you know, it's going to take me a while. And they have taken off masks and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I want you to not give up on me. When you come to New York, you come to New Jersey, let me know. Just let me know. I can't promise.
Okay.
You were at the Metropolitan.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I tried to get myself. I couldn't get out. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I have psychological problems.
I understand.
I have a therapist now.
That's good.
Who told me, well, what do you like to do? I said, well, I made this. I create. She said, no. All that sounds like work. Think about what going outside might look like.
Right.
So it looks like going somewhere to see you perform and seeing you in person and saying,
yeah,
So you can see just how short I am.
And, oh!
And I can say, hi, Latrice. I'm Javon.
Well, I mean, I'm only 5'7", Javon. I mean, you know, what you...
You 5'7"?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm not 5.
Oh!
I know, but I have this big personality, right?
Let me tell you something. But you know, one of my other favorite artists, she, but 4'11", that's Anita Baker. So you in a good, you in good company.
I know. Shaka Khan.
You on the right level.
Shaka Khan down there.
Shaka Khan too?
Oh, yeah. Next time I tell you a story about her.
Okay.
Me and her. Well, more me than her, but yeah. Yo, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful. You know what? Stay safe. Latrice, please. Please,
yeah.
Please stay in touch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will. It's been a pleasure, and I've had so much fun. Thank you to your listening audiences and all the participation. It's been amazing. And so, yeah, Javon, let's definitely – I feel your energy. Let's definitely stay in touch.
All right. Now, before you go, I want to share something with you if I – can find it. Of course, it always pops up any other time, but because I tell you,
because you're looking for it now.
Yeah, because see, I'm looking for this little Mickey Howard thing. There it is.
Ooh.
Okay, so we'll end the show. Look at you.
Love that woman.
Oh my God. I'm so happy to know that about you. That's so cool.
Oh God. Whenever I was pretending in the room, you know, growing up in singing, that was the go-to song.
Well, all right. Well, here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Enjoy. See you later, hon.
Bye-bye.
Love.
Hate.
Men.
Women.
Community.
People.
Music.
Me. Started at the end. Go ahead.
Church.
Ugh. Yuck. Ew. Go ahead.
Sex.
Memories.
Javon, you up.
All right. Lyrics.
Oh, work. Genius.
Billie Holiday.
My mama.
Money.
Tragedy.
Shaka Khan.
Girlfriend.
Personality.
Ugh. People don't have it.
But we try. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Mickey Howard, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Mesa, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
Leon from some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Siobhan. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just because she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our authors, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some cologne because I mean, just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I wanted to smell really nice.
Oh god.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.